House has repealed a law to withhold money from federal contractors. The old law requires agencies to hold on to 3% of what contractors are owed till they pay their taxes. Scott Amey's the general counsel and contracting specialist at the Project for Government Oversight, and he's here to talk about what this repeal might mean. Scott, thanks for being on the program this afternoon. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Thank you.
What do you see in this repeal and in the law that was that has been on the books since 2006? And what do you think about what you see?
Well, I think it shows that there's a different thinking around Washington, and the economic situation is much different than we had in 2006. This is like a plane that's headed off from the gate, but is never lifted into air, despite the fact that this law was put into place back in 2006. The government has struggled with how to implement it and what it was going to mean, and finally now you have, at least so far, the House of Representatives overwhelmingly have voted to repeal the law that hasn't been in effect. So at that point, it just, I think, is a sign of the different times that we live in now.
Is it significant, do you think, that in a time in Washington where the two parties in the White House can't seem to agree on anything, at least in substance, they agree on this? There was a little sticking point in the Senate, but that didn't really have anything to do with the concept of repealing this bill.
No, I think it's very interesting because the White House put out a memo about a year ago, I think, in which they came out and they said that they wanted to go after contractors that had unpaid taxes. At that point, they estimated the value of those unpaid debts to be over $5 billion. So the government still has a problem here that it needs to struggle with, and that is we have contractors that haven't paid their taxes. There have been multiple reports out in the past year. The IRS did a study, and they found, I think, that they had 20 contractors that owed $5.2 million. And there was a separate GAO report that came out that said close to 3,700 contractors and grantee recipients that received Recovery Act funds owed $757 million. So we have a problem that we have to struggle with, but I think it is a sign of the economic times that the Obama administration now has kind of retreated from its stance in supporting the withhold provision. Now Congress, and this was a bill that was put out by Republicans and supported by the Bush administration, now have decided that, you know, based on the economic times that we're in, that this may not be in the best interest of contractors, especially small contractors.
The contractors that have outstanding tax debts to the United States will be able to get away with it, apparently, for a little bit longer. But financially, this is has some impact, too, for the agencies. I mean, they're going to be able to at least have a reprieve from having to build all this infrastructure or improve this infrastructure for being able to collect all these taxes all these holdbacks.
Yeah, certainly, and I think that was probably what the administration listened to, was when the Defense Department and CBO came out with their financial implications of this law, that when they saw that it was going to potentially cost billions of dollars to recover billions, at that point they decided that it may not be in the best interest of the government. And I would support that. I think POGO supports that, but we still have the underlying problem of contractors that have billions of dollars in tax debts, and we need to close that tax gap. And so the government's going to have to come up with a way, maybe not to throw the good apples in with the bad apples, but to make sure that we're getting the return in tax money that the government deserves from contractors that owe the federal government money.
Yeah, have you seen a solution to that yet, or is that still solution still kind of rounding into form, shall we say?
Well, there have been some solutions in the past. There's been standalone legislation that says, well, you're not going to receive new federal funds if you owe taxes. There's certifications that are required by contractors that say that they're in good standing and they don't have a serious tax delinquency. But I don't know if that's catching all the contractors that are falling through the cracks, and especially when you have IRS is owed over $5 million from its contractors. That's problematic, and we have to – then I think it becomes a responsibility issue that the government should be taking more seriously to say, well, wait a second, are these the type of contractors we want to give new taxpayer dollars to when they owe Uncle Sam money?
The whole concept of this, it started with that whole tax thing, Is that really what it's all about, though, or is there some kind of underlying thing going on here, some bigger idea that we should be aware of?
Well, I truly think it was really born. There were multiple reports that were published in 2004, 5, 6 that looked at DOD contractors, civilian contractors, IRS contractors, and now we have the newer reports that are out with civilian or with the stimulus contractors and grantees in it. And I think this is a real problem for the IRS. The tax gap is huge, and it's not closing. And as people, you know, are trying to save money, and agencies are trying to cut budgets and do a lot more with less, I think this is still a hot issue. It's just, I think the solution that they had come up with, at least Congress had come up with back in 2006, they're seeing is probably costing more money and penalizing everyone rather than the people that they should really go after. So I'm hoping that this just spurs somebody to go after then, whether it's either through suspension and debarment or through a non-responsibility determination, that there are certain contractors that we want to avoid doing business with until they pay the federal government the taxes that are owed.
Scott, thanks for being on to help me understand this a little better. I appreciate your time.